Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
First of all, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 6th of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news, plus background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person on the Isle of Man. Tonight, 7 in court today after the Jubilee weekend. A cannabis fraudster gets 4 years. The tech helping TT riders. Is it time for direct long-haul flights all the time on the island? And salute to our birthday honorees.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai. Roads have temporarily opened around the TT course ahead of the rescheduled Superstock TT race tonight. Highways will shut again at 6 p.m. with the race due to get underway at 6:30. After that, roads around the lower part of the TT course are expected to reopen again no later than 8:30 p.m. and the mountain road no later than 9:30. Meanwhile, the TT races need to keep growing going forward to continue benefiting local businesses and visitors. That's the view of the Treasury Minister, who says the festival is a crucial time to allow local companies to gear up and expand for the next year. Dr. Alex Allenson says innovations such as providing live streaming of the racing fortnight this year is about building the TT's world reputation. The chair of a prominent Manx charity says royal recognition for his work is recognition of everything the charity does for people. Paul Healy, chair of Craig's Heartstrong Foundation, has received a British Empire Medal in the Queen's Birthday Honours for 2022. Together with a series of activities, Mr. Healy has enabled more than £1 million to be raised for the organisation. In international news, Boris Johnson is meeting some of his own Tory MPs as they prepare to vote on whether he should stay in his job in less than a couple of hours. A ballot, which was triggered by more than 54 Tories, will take place between 6 and 8 p.m., with a result expected around 9. The UK government's anti-corruption champion has resigned and is calling for Boris Johnson to do the same. John Penrose says the UK PM's explanation over lockdown-breaking parties wasn't good enough following Sue Gray's report. And finally, it's been another day of travel chaos for many British tourists as they struggle to get back for work and school following the long bank holiday weekend. EasyJet's cancelled more flights as people in London deal with a tube strike. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email, or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gerald Mayer, thank you, Rob, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No one wind warning current for the North Irish Sea at the moment. Ben McCree's just in the bay heading for Douglas Harbour on the way back from Heysham. State of sea is smooth or slight. The three-day weather, starting with this evening, dry, partially cloudy after dark, a light variable wind overnight, minimum temperature 10 degrees. For tomorrow, Tuesday, Jumurt, dry and bright with sunny intervals, a light variable breeze settling south or southeasterly after lunch, daytime maximum 18 Celsius. A cloudy evening, some rain overnight, down to 12 into Wednesday. Wednesday, rain first thing, then sunny spells on a moderate west-southwesterly, top temperature 18 Celsius. Sun sets this evening, 14 minutes before 10. Tides on the way out, low waters at 14 minutes past 11. Sunrise, 12 minutes to 5 tomorrow morning. The morning high tide, 5 past 5. And the morning low water, 7 minutes to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
7 people were due to appear at Douglas Courthouse today accused of committing various offences over the bank holiday weekend. Police have been hard at work over the period as the island saw thousands of people celebrating the festivities of the TT races and the Platinum Jubilee. Looking ahead, Sergeant Andy Reid is continuing to urge you, the public, to be responsible around the course and to know your limit.
It is imperative that people keep any loose possessions away from the course. I'd hate to think what would have happened if Mr. McGuinness's bike had caught that ball as he was coming down Bray Hill. It just doesn't bear thinking out. If you're in the house that is adjacent to a course, then don't play football, you know, when there's a risk that a football might be kicked over onto the TT course. The Heritage Trail is just for pedestrians. There have been a few people in vehicles that have tried to use that as a shortcut. Be patient, wait for the roads to open, don't try and take any shortcuts. Bushes is in full swing. The 1886 big stage is still got some great events that are coming up. And there are other events around the island that are occurring till the end of the TT. But I'm guessing as we get towards the end of TT, we'll start to see the visitors' numbers start to come down, where people start to go home. But for us, as the constabulary, we're still out there. We're still fully deployed right through to the Sunday of the end of race week. So again, we're still prepared. Know your limits. Respect each other. Respect the island. Adhere to the laws. And hopefully you'll go home. We haven't had a great TT.
A man who fraudulently applied for a license to produce medicinal cannabis on the Isle of Man has been jailed for 4 years. Craig Carroll used fake details and falsified bank statements to hide his previous convictions in Scotland. This report is from BBC Isle of Man.
The court heard Carroll submitted a business plan for the scheme in 2021, indicating profits of £2.2 million for the venture. The fraud came to light when it was found his passport had been altered. Douglas Courthouse heard Carroll of Harcroft Meadows in Douglas had visited the Gambling Supervision Commission public counter several times in May 2021 to ask questions about making an application. In July, he submitted the forms along with a business plan on behalf of a company called Cannaman, which listed him as a director and his partner as the sole shareholder. When processing the application, staff discovered the copy of the passport he'd provided had been altered to change his middle name and date of birth. Bank statements showing a balance of between £42,000 and £54,000 were also found to have been falsified, with the account actually holding between £2 and £102. As a result, the application was halted and the police were called. In August, Carroll attended the GSC office and signed a document stating all the information he previously provided was true. He was unaware the false information had been discovered. The investigation also found he'd also changed his details on the electoral register to an address in Ramsey, where he did not live, to hide his true identity and forged his partner's signature on the application. His defence advocate argued he'd panicked after finding out his application could be turned down because of previous convictions and had only used Tippex and a photocopier to change the documents. However, prosecutors argued it was a sophisticated and sustained fraud. Carroll had previously pleaded guilty to one count of fraud by misrepresentation and two counts of making an article for use in fraud. Deemster Graham Cook said the embarrassment caused by the fraudulent application, if it had been successful, could have damaged the industry that the government was trying to create. Jailing Carroll, he said he was handing down a deterrent sentence so that nobody else would attempt to falsify licence applications in the future.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Three Manx residents have been recognised by Her Majesty the Queen, Lord of Man's birthday honours for 2022. The details from Rob Pritchard.
Once again, this year has seen a selection of local residents who've gone above and beyond for others and their communities get royal recognition for their efforts. One of those is Pamela Crowe. She's receiving an MBE for services to the Russian Heritage Trust and fundraising within the community.
I feel honoured. What an honour. I mean, but I do feel that I should be sharing it with everyone. You know, there's so many people volunteer and do so much good on the Isle of Man. And yes, but I do feel honoured. I have so many friends and volunteers that help. I mean, people that help in the kitchen, that make the tea and coffee, people that cook the pasta for our Italian evenings. There's so many, far too many to mention.
Elsewhere, Frank Horn will also be receiving an MBE in recognition of his work with the Royal National Lifeboat Institution and Safety at Sea.
I feel very, very grateful, really. Certainly unexpected, and it's a bit of a privilege. So, yes, a bit of a shock, but very grateful. Well, the volunteers, that's it. They are the key. They are the link. They are the fundraisers. They are the people that give us funds to get the best equipment, to get the best safety for our crews. And we're very, very privileged.
And rounding off those island individuals this year is Paul Healy, chair of Craig's Heartstrong Foundation. He's being recognised with a British Empire Medal for charity fundraising.
It was a bit of a shock, to be honest. It's nice to get the recognition. Obviously, I don't really do it for recognition. I'm more pleased pleased that the charity itself is getting the recognition that it deserves. Myself and Paula, we'll just continue doing what we do. This award is not just for me. It's Paula's done a hell of a lot of work alongside me. It's just the two of us that run the charity. So we're just pleased that that everyone supports us, and we'll keep this going, and we'll keep Craig's legacy going.
In the last few weeks, some of the first direct flights have arrived on the Isle of Man from Sønderborg in Denmark. They've been bringing and taking back visitors for the TT. So with issues plaguing airports all over the UK, is it time to look at securing more direct long-haul flights? Brian Kelly's chair of the online regional travel group.
I think the opportunity at the moment is very strong because people are wanting to avoid UK airports, and obviously with the problems that we're seeing on the Isle of Man as well, with airlines cancelling flights into the UK and vice versa, direct flights are very popular at the moment.
How is the situation on the Isle of Man? Like you say, we've seen chaotic scenes at airports over across in the UK. More than 150 UK flights are cancelled on the eve of the Platinum Jubilee weekend. What kind of impact is that having? Do you expect it to have on the days ahead?
Well, this is the problem. We don't know when these cancellations are going to happen. And last Sunday, for example, we had people coming back from Champions League, and they were checked in and they were sitting waiting for the flight, and all of a sudden it came, it was cancelled. And they were told the next flight was Wednesday, so they had to come back from Heathrow the following day. So that sort of disruption is really not good news for the Isle of Man. But it's not just the Isle of Man that's been affected. It's been everywhere in the UK has been affected. But we certainly need to make sure that we've got the right airlines flying into the Isle of Man, and they're giving us a reliable service. But I think in this particular case, it's more the airports are getting busier and busier, and they just haven't got the people in place to operate to the levels they were pre-COVID.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's all about training for the new staff, those returning as well. When do we expect this situation to get better?
I think it could take a little while. And what we're seeing from a travel point of view is very, very high levels of demand for all types of travel, whether it's business travel, for UK travel, and certainly for further afield. What surprises, I think, is the volumes of travel on what we call long haul. So people travelling to long-haul global destinations has picked up much quicker than we anticipated.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
18 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. The high-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 14 minutes to 2. She arrived in Liverpool at 4:30. Is departing this evening at 6:15. Back to Douglas tonight at 9 o'clock. And then we'll leave at 10:45 for Liverpool, arriving there 1:30 in the morning. Back from Liverpool at 2:45 to Douglas tomorrow morning at 5:30. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:06. She's just nestling into Douglas Inner Harbour at the moment. We'll be departing this evening at 8:15, heading for Heysham there just before midnight. Departing 2:15, arriving back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6. And the morning departure tomorrow morning, the 7:15 Douglas to Dublin Mananan, and the 8:45 Ben McCree to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Just a quick word that the three-lap superstock race, which was due to start at 3 o'clock, has now been moved to 6:30 tonight. Rhodes will close at about 6 o'clock this evening. Business owners on the island say it's been a long 3 years without the TT. Those in hospitality and tourism have been badly hit by the cancellation of the races in 20 and 21. So how much of a boost is the return of racing? Christian Jones took a Manx Radio microphone to the grandstand.
It's great to be back. The island's starting to get busier now. Quick, quiet start. But it always is, so it's starting to get busier now. I had a lot of locals in, and they're just glad to have people back on the islands.
Absolutely love it. Really happy to be back. It's been a long time coming.
Brilliant. It's great to have it back again, obviously, after the last 2 years. It's going to be a crazy time. This is our first sort of go at it, so if you're going to do it, jump in at the big end, you know.
Been a long 3 years, 3 years for us all there. Riders involved and all the spectators there. So, yeah, brilliant to have the atmosphere back, and looking forward to seeing some more racing, that's for sure.
There's a lot, like, just happiness everywhere. Really cheery, very busy last night and the day before as well. So it shows there's going to be a lot. to come, I think.
What's it been like with the festival away for the past couple of years?
Oh, I've missed it so much. It's my favourite 2 weeks of the year for work. Coming over here, getting to mingle with the customers and other traders and see some racing and catch up with the riders as well that we sponsor. So
I've really missed it. I've missed the racing, but I also miss this, the camaraderie, the people that are walking about.
It's been very hard, I think, for everyone, you know, island-wide, restaurant, everything, really. I mean, you know, it's been a very tough time for most people. It's great, though, to see it back now, people here again, and, you know, I think it's going to be even more busier this year with people missing out on it for 2 years, and you can see now already just being at the grandstand that it's going to be a bit nuts, I think, next week.
We miss TT so, so much. The island is not the same without TT. So, as you can see from the environment, everyone is here because, you know, we love the sports and we love the tradition and we miss all this because of COVID, unfortunately. We are very, very, very thrilled that it's back again.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 14 minutes before 6, East European-focused budget carrier Wizz Air reported soaring passenger numbers today for May as travel started to recover from the pandemic. Wizz Air serves many cities across Europe as well as some destinations in North Africa and the Middle East. Wizz carried 4.1 million passengers, an increase of 390% year-on-year, a load factor of 84.2%. Now, for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. If you're eating, I apologise. Human beings munch their way through 66 billion chickens a year, and poultry makes up 36% of all meat eaten globally. Chicken prices are on the way up, and the fear is that poultry could soon be as expensive as beef. In America, 38 billion chickens were culled last year due to avian influenza, and the war in Ukraine has seen a spike in grain prices. Now, a Finnish startup called Superground thinks it has the answer. Grinding up birds' bones and using them to bulk out chicken nuggets and kebabs. How does it happen? A mixture of vegetable protein and chicken bones with meat on is heat-shocked and passed through an extruder to create a bone-vegetable-meat blend that's mixed with ground chicken meat. The bone apparently becomes indistinguishable from other components and it lowers the food's carbon footprint.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks advanced as international markets gear up for key US data releases. US stocks rose. Gold fell, pressured by an uptick in US Treasury yields. Oil topped $120 a barrel in choppy trade. And the numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 1% at 7,608. The DAX in Frankfurt at 1.33% at 14,653. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.5% at 33,067. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index just up over 1% at 12,134. The S&P 500 up 0.9% at 4,144. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently trading at $1.254, €1.172, and 19 South African rand 33.7. In commodities, gold down 0.4% at $1,842 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down from its top, down 1.4% at $119.51.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
First of all, good evening. Preparation for the TT has come a long way, with many riders using a video game to help learn the course. The view of the X-Road racer Mark Miller, who says tech is benefiting new riders. The Californian made 46 TT starts during his career, and he was speaking of the start line of today's Supersport race, where one rider was spotted doing a practice lap on his phone.
Yeah, the game is phenomenal. I mean, I play it, you know, once a day just to kind of for the fun of it, just sort of a psychological thing. It's been fun to play that TT game. But back in the day, it was VHS tapes, I think, you know, way back when I think the first year I did it was 2006. And the best one was the David Jeffries talking through the VHS and then later DVD, and I literally watched it, you know, 900 times just because he's giving you pointers and you're getting to see left, left, right, right, jump, right, left, right. You know, and it doesn't mean a whole lot until you get out there in three dimensions and actually, you know, the depth of field changes and you're steering the bike, you're braking the bike, it's not doing it for you on a television screen. But yeah, it used to be a little more difficult than today.
The video doesn't really prepare you for the elevation changes, Chris was saying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the bumps and the vibration and the violence and knowing when that you got to turn in at a certain point. If you're going 164 mile an hour and you know you just have to just miss a blind curb that's coming up, you can like count the telephone poles and different kinds of things. These are the things you cannot learn while watching it on a two-dimensional TV screen. You got to be out there on your own. You have to learn it by doing it, and there's no other way to do it.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
The action from today's TT, Faster by Rob Pritchard.
Faster by, good evening. It's already been an action-packed day on the Snaefell Mountain course with three different contests taking place throughout Monday on the second day of racing for TT 2022. Things kicked off this morning with the three-lap Supersport Race 1, and it was a familiar name who took his first victory on the Isle of Man this year.
Here he comes now. The checkered flag is out. The winner of the Supersport Race 1 is Michael Dunlop. It's 5.6 seconds up. Dunlop wins.
That makes it a landmark 20th win for Dunlop on the course, and in the process he set a new lap record in the class at 129.475 miles per hour.
Ah, it's good to get along, isn't it? It's good to get along. Love of this place, so yeah, thanks to team boys. It's been a tough year again, and all the loyal boys have come out to play, and we brought one home for them, so you just need to keep pushing now.
Into the afternoon, and next up was the two-lap sidecar race one taking to the tarmac. Sidecar competitors had to wait, however, as the contest was delayed for over an hour following a red flag incident right at the end of the Super Sport race beforehand. Once it was underway, however, Ben and Tom Burchell continued their ongoing undefeated streak out on the TT course.
Put your hands together for the sidecar TT winners for race one in 2022. It is Ben and Tom Burchell.
A race win will do me. That's what we needed. Yeah, I always find two laps tough, to be honest, and they were keeping me honest, you know. I was shoving on, and I just thought, calm down. See what happens now. So, oh, what a great day to be out there.
Just to click them two laps off clean and fast like that, I'm so happy. To get back to something like lap record pace, that's awesome as well.
Meanwhile, following the delayed start to the sidecar race, today's final event of the day, the RL360 Super Stock TT race, has been moved to this evening. That event is due to get underway at 6:30 p.m. The roads around the course did reopen temporarily at 5 p.m, but will shut again at 6 p.m, and will then reopen for the final time at 8:30.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
7 minutes before six, the 25 past five Logan Air inbound from Manchester is delayed till 6:05. The 25 past five EasyJet from Liverpool came in at just before 5:15. Next inbound is the 5:08 Logan Air returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool, due in at 5:08. It's delayed till 8:20. Then it's the 8:05 Logan Air from London City. That's delayed till 9:20. And the last inbound tonight, the Gatwick EasyJet 9:25. This evening has been cancelled. Outbound tonight, the 5:06 EasyJet to Liverpool won't be going until 5:25. Before that, by the way, the 6:20 EasyJet to Bristol is delayed till 6:40. Then it's Logan Air's 6:00 to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane, delayed till 6:25. And the 9:05 to London Gatwick tonight is cancelled because the inbound is cancelled. Still got Castle Street one-way northbound in Castletown for that building work. Southbound buses looping around Castletown. Temporary lights in Port Erin on the upper prom for service connections and resurfacing. Horden Avenue in Douglas. Howarden Avenue Lane in Douglas closed for scaffolding work. And the Doon Loop Road is closed for that replacement water main. And a section of Mill Road in Peel is closed near the power station for pipe work. Roads close at 6:00 tonight for more racing on the TT Mountain course.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with...
The Alaman needs to grow the TT for years to come, building its worldwide reputation, so says the Treasury Minister, Dr. Allinson MHK, who says the festival allows businesses to expand their work for the rest of the year.
It's very important that we support our local economy, and particularly at this time when we've got so many visitors over, it's important that we have the right staffing so that people can capitalise on it. We know that a lot of people come over, they tend to stay a little bit longer, they spend a little bit more than the average tourist, but also they create the opportunities for residents on the Isle of Man as well. So I'm spending some time at Bushies, spending some time at the 1886 events. Those wouldn't happen for us if it wasn't for the TT and the visitors coming over.
In terms of our general economy year round, you're obviously now in Treasury, so you'll be keeping an eye on the figures. How much income does the TT bring in?
The last time we tried to measure that, we was looking at the 2017 data. We published a big report 2019, and at that time we thought the TT probably brought in about £34 million to the Isle of Man economy. It's difficult to measure. That's going to have grown since then. I mean, we're probably talking about 40, 50 million now. And what happens during that time is a lot of the businesses can gear up, they can expand, they can innovate. And that then allows them to provide services to residents on the Isle of Man all through the year.
TT Plus, of course, that makes the races a lot more accessible to people that aren't able to come to the island. But is there a risk there that we're putting people off travelling who might say, well, actually, I can spend that money going somewhere else and watch the TT on the TV?
I don't think so. We're still looking at the figures of people coming to our island. From what we know, it's at least as good as 2019. We need to grow the TT because it is that good, it is that important. And I've been contacted by people from New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the United States of America, who are really looking forward to watching it live. And it's growing that awareness, not just for the TT, but for the Isle of Man in general, and putting us back on the map.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard, producer Tessa Hawley. I'm Andy Wynn, back with another update tomorrow at 5:30. If you're watching the racing tonight, have fun, stay safe. WINT